Glory to Jesus Christ. I'm sure each one of us had an experience where we were invited to some kind of event with our friends, and rather than going out and enjoying our time, we chose not to go. And then seeing our friends having fun, we regretted the decision of not going. Maybe after that we became sad or frustrated with ourselves, and maybe we made this radical decision: from now on I will not skip. Well, today Jesus Christ in this parable is teaching us not to skip the banquet that we are invited to. And our answer can be, well, yeah, I am invited. I know that, and I have accepted the invitation to the heavenly banquet, but I'm still young. I still have time left. I have accepted this invitation, and I am going. But first let me do this or that. And suddenly, after some time, we forget that we were invited. And then when the reminder comes to us, come, join the banquet, we make an excuse, not yet. This excuse does not come from us not wanting to go. It comes out of our inattention towards what is truly necessary in our life. In a way, we desensitized ourselves because we built up these excuses within us, one after the other, until we really ask ourselves, is this banquet really worth it? There are many reasons why one could have a cold heart towards this heavenly banquet. For example, if you don't pray in the morning and evening, if you are not willing to approach this mini banquet every single day, then how are we going to accept this master's hospitality, this grand banquet? And I know I have preached here and there about morning and evening prayers, but these prayers act like a spiritual barometer for self-observation, as the barometer shows us how light or heavy the air is. So our prayer life shows us how high or low our spirit has gone in its petition to God. It shows us how good of a quality our prayer is. This is important, because if we pray and we create a good habit of prayer, even if we don't want to, even if we have to fight with ourselves into praying so we don't lose the habit, after a while our thought process will change, and the things that matter a couple of months ago suddenly lose their excitement. And when we skip our prayers, we literally feel like we are missing something within our life. If we feel that we are questioning the banquet, or if we know that our prayer life is not as strong as it could be, then let us start from tonight. Go and stand in front of the icon and pray the prayers from your prayer book and say the Jesus prayer. Yearn for the meeting with Christ. This daily exercise will make us ready for the banquet. When the time comes and when Jesus Christ calls us, the right answer is not, I'm going, but, Lord, here I am, waiting for you. This is how anyone who sincerely asks Jesus Christ, sincerely seeks Jesus Christ, can answer at the moment of God's call, which is not far away. If a person is yearning for God, they know no worldly obstacles which could stop them. We might hear some voices in our heart, I don't understand everything what Christ is teaching or wants me to do. Do I even know Him? That's not a problem. If a person really wants to meet Christ, if they really want it, they will already make themselves fit at the table. So let us try to pray this short prayer today. Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me my sins. Lord, you don't need to invite me because look, I'm already here waiting. Please come to see me. Glory to Jesus Christ.